All right. She is back and better than ever. I'm talking about Cindy Bigelow, president and CEO of Bigelow Tea Company. She has been my regular annual guest on this program going back well over 30 of the 38 years that she and her team at Bigelow Tea have hosted the Bigelow Tea Community Challenge, which is a run and walk to help ensure 23 local charities can continue to deliver important programs that provide things like educational services, food, housing, safe places, crisis counseling, after-school tutoring and recreation programs to the most vulnerable populations within their community. They're counting on you to come out Sunday, September 28th to build on the $2.7 million already granted to local charities in Southern Connecticut thanks to the Community Challenge. We're going to open up our conversation with Cindy Bigelow right after reminding you whether you are handy with tools and some basic household repairs, or you have a bike, a small appliance, soft toy, small furniture item, computer, even jewelry that maybe needs some tender loving care, you need to register for the HRRA Repair Cafe. It's happening on Saturday, September 20th from 9 to 1 at the Disabled American Veterans offices on Seeger Street in Danbury. Residents can bring their broken but cherished items to have them repaired on site with the help of volunteer fixers. Repair cafes prolong the life of household items, reduce waste, and help you save money. You can learn more and register for a fix or to be a volunteer fixer. Just go to hrra.org/repaircafe. All right, from repairing stuff around the house to helping our community organizations keep everyone healthier, happier, and more socially adjusted, we're in debt to the Bigelow Tea Company and Cindy Bigelow for starting this whole crazy ride 38 or 39 years ago that has grown into this $2.7 million in philanthropic grants and gifts to local charities. Cindy, welcome to the program once again.
Hello, hello, and thank you so much for always inviting me on every year. I love it.
It's great. And and of course, I always like to recognize our mutual friend, Janet, for air traffic control, which she is so good at, right? So let's talk about Bigelow Tea Community Challenge at 38. A lot of things will be similar to what started at that very humble, small, kind of insular family picnic and little run that you guys did all these nearly four decades ago.
Yeah, it really was so small, 50 people at the time. I think we raised $3,000 for a scholarship for Norwalk High School. And yeah, now 38 years later, it has grown. I mean, we have over 1,000 people that participate, runners and walkers, which was a new addition. We didn't really have walkers back then. We have a kids fun run, which is a scamper. We've just come a long way. It's amazing goodie basket, basket that each person gets. The T-shirts are gorgeous this year. And as you said, all the money goes to charity. So it's really special. It's a special, special day to give back to the community and also do something great for yourself and your family.
Re-educate me and remind our listeners about how you have come to get to know these programs, because I know they all become kind of small, mini personal life missions for you.
Yeah, the different 23 organizations. Well, I have been in the community a long time. I've been on multiple boards in the community for a long time. I've met these wonderful directors, and this list has slowly grown over the 38 years. And what I'd like to do is to try to work with organizations, as you said so aptly at the introduction, that really gets into the community, smaller organizations where the money will really make a difference to their budget and to those that they're supporting. And I really try to stay with basic needs or a real, individuals, whether it's disability or it's dealing with addiction or it's dealing with cancer or family education. I really try to know the organization, know the director, visit the organization, see their good work. And you're right, these 23 charities are really almost like family to me.
That's great. Well, the brief message is that people can go to BigelowTea.com and click on the Community Challenge button, or search Bigelow Tea Community Challenge on any search engine to get information on how to support and participate in the 38th Annual Bigelow Tea Community Challenge. But we're going to come back and talk to you again after we meet representatives of just a couple of the organizations that this community challenge has helped over the years. So if we can ask you to hang on, we're going to put in a call to a couple of these worthy recipient nonprofits and then come back and let you remind folks how to get involved. How's that? All right. Well, one of my favorite people on the line right now is representing an organization that's one of those many, almost two dozen recipients of the Bigelow Tea Community Challenge. I'm pleased to bring back Deb Greenwood with the Center for Family Justice. They provide free confidential trauma-informed services for anyone experiencing domestic violence, sexual assault, or child abuse. Anyone, adults, children of any gender, identity, sexual orientation, and immigration status, their doors are open and they're ready to help. Deb, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk about not only your relationship with Cindy Bigelow and the Bigelow Tea Community Challenge, but how the donations like those that come through the Community Challenge are making a fundamental difference in your ability to be able to do more, better work in the communities you serve.
Well, first of all, thank you, John, for having me on this morning. And to everyone listening, the Bigelow Tea Challenge, for the going into my 19th year here as the CEO at the center, I have not ever missed the opportunity to not only volunteer at it, but also encourage everyone, whether you're a runner or a walker, to help support agencies like ours that do provide life-changing and life-saving opportunities of services that for us are 24/7 with our hotlines and the amount of families, individuals, and children, no matter what their socioeconomic status is, whether they're legal, non-legal, it makes no difference. But we are really seeing the great growth that we have been able to provide because of events like the Bigelow Tea Challenge. I remember walking in the doors here, and we were serving somewhere between maybe 2,000-3,000 individuals in the greater Bridgeport area that includes suburban towns. But you don't have to live in our service area to get opportunities to get support, whether you're a victim of domestic violence, you're a victim of sexual assault, or children being affected by both or individual abuse. Makes no difference. We provide all of it. And now as we became Connecticut's first one-stop shop where co-located support services are here, events like the Bigelow Tea Challenge allowed us to enhance and increase. And Cindy herself was very instrumental from the first day we brought this initiative to Connecticut, and she has been engaged and involved, as well as everyone at Bigelow, that from an event like this, that we've had celebrating now in 2026, the 10 years of having this model where you don't have to go to multiple locations, including the amount of kids we're serving. So hundreds and thousands of kids that have come through our doors through their adult parent or their family that came to the attention of us that said, you know what, the crisis, it might be over, but this is a lifelong opportunity to help support mental health, to allow kids to have support groups themselves that feel like-minded and able to move on as they become adults. So we're very, very thankful for the Tea Challenge. And my goal would also be that we are encouraging so many that are affiliated with the Center for Family Justice to make sure they're registering to walk, to run, or to just donate to this incredible event that that is provided, which will be coming up on Sunday, September 28th.
Yeah. The thing that was not lost on me as you were just talking, Deb, is that, in my experience on site, for the Bigelow Tea Community Challenge. You marvel at the grandparents and their kids, and then the grandkids, maybe even great-grandkids, all in the same place at the same time, gathered as a family toward this kind of mass philanthropy. But those demographics really are a complete reflection of the diverse type of people that you welcome for support at the center.
Thank you. We absolutely do. And, you know, we always say it's the tapestry of diversity that makes us stronger and richer, and not with money, but more or less by the ability to work together. And one of the things that is so exciting about this event every year, when you see the nonprofits that come together from the kickoff to the day of the race, everyone is so collegial. We're all working together. We know each other. We are not duplicating support services. You know, when you start to look at those that work with so many of the kids at the world I came from before the center, the YMCA. The YMCA does such great work with a lot of the kids that our kids go to camp every summer, or they have year-long programs and support. So we really help each other, and then they might find that they have kids that really need support from us. So we have that connect the dots. That's just one example of the many, as you mentioned, two dozen nonprofits that are in our service area here in Lower Fairfield County, where you can pick up the phone and basically say, hey, you know, I know this is what you do. Maybe we can support one another. And looking at how an event like this can connect the nonprofits, where we're not working in a silo, but we're really working together and getting that support for someone. I'm going to use the example of what we do here. Someone comes through the doors, they're meeting a counselor, but they need something well above and beyond. So we know that we can pick the phone up and call another one of our nonprofits that we will see again at the tea race and say, hey, you know, we're thinking about X, Y, or Z. Or maybe there's a collaborative opportunity to work together, because we do know one thing in the nonprofit world. There are less and less resources as we go, but there are more and more nonprofits. And that speaks volumes to post-pandemic fallout. And following the trends nationally, we know that from where we were to where we're going, there's probably another good 5-6 years of how we are going to continue, especially working with the kids that had to be at home, and going through some of the things that they did, the adults that have been victimized, that were cohabitating with the abuser. What does that mean for trauma? And so we look at all those pieces, and we know we can't do it alone. But what we can do is embroider that tapestry and become stronger to work together. And that's what the Bigelow Race does.
Yeah, well, we hope folks can come out. Prevention and education and training is a key part of what the Center for Family Justice is committed to, creating social change in the communities that they serve by building healthier relationships, empowering individuals and families, and mobilizing bystanders and volunteers to act. You can get involved by going to centerforfamilyjustice.org or participating in the Bigelow Tea Community Challenge this year and every year. Thanks, Deb. All right, we've switched the ears on the phone here, and now we have Brenda Steele on the line. She is with the Bigelow Center for Senior Activities, not a division of the Bigelow Tea Company, but by any other name, still as sweet, right, Brenda?
That's for sure.
So great to meet you. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
I've heard from Cindy and many constituents the great work that you guys are doing down there. And while the Bigelow Center for Senior Activities is essentially like a branch of Fairfield, Connecticut's town government, there are a number of ways that volunteerism and support like you get through the Bigelow Tea Community Challenge can help you do more, better for your constituents, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Any additional funding that we receive, especially from the Bigelow Tea Race and the Bigelow Tea Company, really allows us to offer high quality, you know, programming, such as educational programs, as well as maybe art and cultural events, really all which contribute to, you know, the community feel that we have here and the engagement and participation, social and participation.
Yeah, I imagine the proximity of you and your organization to the challenge avails a number of your resident constituents and participants in the center to actually, you know, head down to the Wakeman's Club on a Sunday and get involved in this race.
Absolutely. We have people that are actually participating in the race, and then we have volunteers that are participating and helping out. And we also help. We have a group of individuals here, our members, that help fill the bags that are given. So they camp out here, a whole lot of volunteers, and we pack the bags the Monday before the race. So that's always a lot of fun, too.
Yeah. Having had the experience myself of being involved in races that have been blessed with the attendance of folks in their 80s and 90s, and even on a couple of occasions, an individual at or over the age of 100 years old, these kind of events really offer a portal for people who may have been experiencing a little more sedentary lifestyle or a little bit more isolation to be able to get out and get a little bit more healthy while enjoying some camaraderie that they may have not experienced before.
Absolutely. And this particular race is such a community event, especially given that it's, you know, run by the Bigelow Tea Company, a local tea company for, you know, so many years.
Yes,
so for our members to be participating in that, and many of whom are actually running, many of our members are actually running and walking, but a lot of our exercise classes, a lot of them are grouping together and signing up as a group. So that's really fun to see. And it certainly is another way to exercise, engage, and participate, you know, in a community event.
Yeah. So how does the supplemental donations, whether it's through the Bigelow Tea Community Challenge or from other philanthropic angels that want to see the Bigelow Center for Senior Activities offer more diverse or more quantity of types of programs, how do you apply or factor those revenues into building and enhancing the programs that you offer?
Yeah, so, you know, we're so incredibly grateful for all the generous donations that we receive, for sure, and especially from the Cindy Bigelow and the Bigelow Tea Race. And all funds go directly towards programming. So it does not go towards anything else, but directly to any types of programs that will really, you know, enrich the lives of our senior community. Every month we have a special lunch that includes entertainment or some sort of a speaker or entertainment, and we use those funds once a month to have a really nice lunch that's catered, and I mean they're, you know, brought in from a restaurant. And you know, we have 80 to 90 people every month, which is a really wonderful, again, community event. So we use our donations for that, as well as I mentioned, you know, high quality programming.
What are a couple of the other really popular ones that you're seeing right now?
As far as entertainment, activities?
Programs, yeah.
Yeah, well, for sure, musical entertainment is fabulous. Everyone loves. We've got a few favorites. The Cukes, which is a wonderful ukulele band. And we've got a few others. They love entertainment, musical guests, as well as speakers. We had a wonderful AI speaker here today. You know, so relevant topics that is not just for, you know, a younger population, you know, older adults need to learn about that as well, and know what's out there.
Fantastic. Well, I very much appreciate you taking a few minutes to just help our listeners understand when you're talking about a race this big that has provided over $27 million over the course of its lifetime over the past 38 or 39 years, how it really makes a difference on the granular granular level within communities like you're enjoying there through those wonderful donations at the Bigelow Center for Senior Activities. Brenda Steele is the director of the Bigelow Center for Senior Activities for the town of Fairfield. We really appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk with us this morning, Brenda. Thank you. Well, nothing like a philanthropic effort turning into a namesake with the Bigelow Center for Senior Activities, Cindy Bigelow. This is great. Both that organization as well as the Center for Family Justice, who's a great friend of ours here on For the People, are really shining examples of the way that the Bigelow Tea Community Challenge gives back.
Yeah, thank you. We love it. The Senior Center, now called the Bigelow Center, that was their request, not ours.
Yep.
But the Senior Center was our very first organization that we supported, you know, when we moved to Fairfield. So we're extremely close to that particular organization. The wonderful woman that runs it, as you know, and all the lovely seniors that go there. Yeah. I visit every year. They're pretty special.
Well, let's wrap things up by letting you be the voice that tells people how to get to the Bigelow Tea Community Challenge here, 38th year.
Yeah, September 28th at Wakeman's Boys and Girls Club. You can go on BigelowTea.com or RunSignUp.com. And you get there for, as I said, the run, the walk, or the kids' fun run are all three. Great shirts, great food. If you want a beer, you can get a beer. Face painting for the kids. It's wonderful. So I really hope that you'll come September 28th, Wakeman's Boys and Girls Club, and join in on the fun for the Bigelow Tea Community Challenge and give back to our community and have a great day for you.
Thank you. Thanks to Brenda Steele from the Bigelow Center for Senior Activities, Deb Greenwood over at the Center for Family Justice, and especially you, Cindy Bigelow, President and CEO of Bigelow Tea. We hope to see all our listeners pouring into the Wakeman Club for the 38th Annual Bigelow Tea Community Challenge on Sunday, September 28th. Can't wait to see you, and we'll talk again, Cindy. Thank you so much.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. Coda riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist Coda customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at coda.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.